The point to your practice is not to sit there and hold a discussion with yourself. The point to sitting here is not to sit here and plan out your strategies, do all kinds of whatever the things are that you're involved in, not to plan your next dinner or where you're going out. See, it's to pay close attention to what your practice is. And here we've been emphasizing the breathing again. And this is where I'm going to go. I had never bumped into where Dogen says anything about breathing, but we'll look at this, see. The important point, and I've talked today to a couple of you of this, that I think you're starting to actually hear the message. It's to persevere. See, to sustain the effort. See, it isn't, and you have to watch yourself carefully. See, and this is where there's no self-deception. See, because you can, and you will try to deceive yourself, particularly when you come into Doksan. You'll try to convince me that you're not sitting there ruminating. And then you tell me what you're ruminating about. And for me, that becomes rather confusing. I think, have you heard what you're telling me? See, that's what you're not supposed to be doing. Sometimes I point that out. After the person finishes up this full-blown narration, see, then I say, what's your practice? Counting my breath. Huh? Do you get it? Why there's an issue here? See, literally, see, the practice is simple. Let's not make it complicated. Counting the breath, see, again, not in a neurotic way, and I'll touch on that here, not in a neurotic way, see, actually breathing, see, at your own pace, bringing your mind into focus, see, not entertaining yourself. I'm sorry, you may think that you have the most interesting thoughts and ideas, but it's a waste of time, see, an absolute waste of time. Well, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to embrace it and work it out. That's a waste of time also. And you'll sit there for years and years and years. And you will never penetrate through the wall, see, of dualistic thinking. Because that's dualistic thinking, see. And any of the particularly of the two, I guess you could call the two schools that I particularly am attracted to and have had teacher in both. See, is Zen, Chan, and Dzogchen. And the message was the same. See, you are to continuously maintain the state of pure presence. If I want to use a Sanskrit term for that, it's samadhi. See, and I've told you over and over and over, when you truly experience this, see, you will express it in a unique way. It's always fresh. See, it isn't just catching a bunch of words and vomiting the words out. See, it's an amazing kind of an experience. See, it's truly life. And Roshi would say numerous times, see, literally, you are creation unfolding. See, not when you're sitting in your head talking to yourself, not when you're trying to produce trance-like things. That's nothing. See, again, when you're sitting, just do your practice. See, if it's counting, and all of us should begin by counting. I've been practicing 48 years. I still, when I first sit down, I count. As a matter of fact, I have counted for so long that sometimes I just go into it because it's a very nice feeling. But that can be a trap. And some of you are trapped. You've used counting the breath as a way of making yourself a victim or entertaining yourself. Then what do I tell you? And I try to do it nice so you don't think you're being attacked. After you've done this for a while, and the breath is moving rather easily, drop it and just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Aware, mind's eye, watching. See, in the hara. See, the belly, but not in an erotic way. And that was pushed. The Japanese pushed that, and I was caught in that one. And the people who picked it up were American practitioners who hadn't sat any more sesshins than I had sat. But they were put into positions of authority, so I assumed they knew what they were talking about. Because the one thing I was very sure of, I didn't know what I was talking about, and I had no idea what the practice was about. So when they would make really crazy kind of statements, only when Roshi was in the Doksan room, see, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. And it can hurt you. And if those of you who have read Zen, The Authentic Gate, Yamada brings that up. Now, in the background of Yamada, this is a marvelous old Japanese gentleman who's very conservative. And there's a shadow there of some things that I just shrug it off to the culture and to the time that Yamada was practicing. But his essential message is absolutely true. And his message is a message that in certain parts of Dogen Zenji has trouble with. Lay practitioners. See, and there's quotes where Dogen Zenji will say, a lay practitioner can never experience enlightenment. And in the Chinese sect, the one man was saying that the lay and the monks' practices are the same. And Dogen just went ballistic over that, see? Later on, and he tries to modify it. But again, we are always sort of trapped in our own karma unless we are something so totally unique. And there aren't many of those. See, but any one of us can be that, depending on your aspiration. How deeply do you want to transcend, see, this material world? And transcend, I'm not talking about floating out of your ear. See, what you're looking into, see, what you right now are looking into is your own mind. The moment now you tried to understand that, you've separated and you are in the egocentric mind, you are in the dualism, you're in the place of samsara, you cause yourself pain and suffering, and you cause everyone around you pain and suffering, and you can say how dearly you love your family or your close friends, but you will cause them pain and suffering because ultimately and always it will be in service to you, even when you try not to do it. And I always thought Roshi, for you know, he was challenged with the language, but he was a master of it, see. And he would say statements. He said, like, no matter how brilliant and benign, see, you will always cause problem from the dualistic mind. You can be brilliant and you can be gentle and caring, but you will always cause a problem because in the final analysis, you will serve self. See, in very subtle way. You have very good people who try to reduce, but if there is any attachment to the self, it always will cause some problems, and it will cause you problems because you will begin to talk to yourself. You'll raise issues with yourself, you'll be in the picking and choosing mind, even while you're trying not to be harsh. And some people can be very, very good, but if you follow them closely, you will see that they always bring pain and suffering. See, you have to completely empty the vessel out, see, and whatever that's going to mean can only be accomplished by your practice. See, and now, what you are looking into right now is your mind. And again, you are aware that you are sitting there, aren't you, alone. You don't know what your neighbor is experiencing. See, I always thought I had this message really wired down 19 years ago. But see, again, you understand that you are alone there. You are just thinking your own thoughts. You aren't thinking your neighbor's thoughts. You don't even know what your neighbor's thinking. You are in your mind. See? And what you see, if you don't have a mind, you can't see it. See, it's mind. What is Buddha? The great Basso was asked. He said, mind is Buddha, not this. Well, I wonder what he's talking about. Some of you have done that. What's he talking about? That's crazy. See, no. See, just get quiet. Look out here. See? And realize that it is because of your attachment to self, to ego, that you pick and choose. See, you look out there, even as gentle as you want to be and as loving as you want to be, but you know on the corner there is a dirty SOB. Lovingly I say that to myself. I would never say that to the person. But your thoughts shade and prompt your behavior in certain directions. See, if you pull back, if you get quiet enough, you can watch yourself recoil, hoping that people don't see. Pull back. You'll see someone come in and you will respond. And if you get quiet enough, you'll watch yourself. And it won't be a thought, oh, see, something about that person I don't care for. See, but if you're totally clear, see, with your practice, then you live in a different environment. You live in a different world. Rather than a place of pain and suffering, you live in a Buddha field. See, and a Buddha field brings joy and compassion. And one of the most important points, an absence of fear. See, because all of a sudden you realize there is something far more amazing here. And that you will be able to go, and Yamada Roshi said, your difficult times, the problems will seemingly solve themselves. Now, don't make a mistake of thinking that difficulties don't come up. Don't make the mistake of thinking that, oh, somehow this body isn't going to lie down. It will, but it's how you handle it. And if you are very clear, Dogen Zenji has a whole fascicle on this. See, birth and death, we're working with that because we have quite a few people who are ill now, seriously ill. See, and this can cause concern, can cause fear. See, oh my God, see, what am I next? See, death, fear, see. And again, at some level, everybody is uncomfortable with that. See, everybody is uncomfortable. See, the issue of death, see, is one of the major motivating forces, see, behind of spiritual practice. And Dogen Zenji makes it very clear. Birth, life, and death, birth and death, see, birth and death. This is the life of the Buddha. What is the Buddha? Mind is Buddha. Don't try to understand that, because then you'll come up with some sort of a nothingness floating out there. That's mind. Well, my God, that doesn't sound very exciting. No. See, deep, deep samadhi, you will begin to experience things in a different way. And if you've read the Eight Beliefs in Buddhism, which we have the copy that Yasutani, but it came from Harada Roshi, see, he tells you in there that in the seventh shiki, see, there is this permanent sense of self. What are we talking about? We are not talking about the personality. We're talking about something far more amazing. See, when Bob Berman, those who have read Beyond Biocentrism, went into this selfless state, and he describes it, see, and again, see, it was a bliss-like experience, see, transcending fear, see, again, not grasping or rejecting, see, but sort of a celebration. See, the great Hong Shi says that if you can accomplish this, you frolic in a samadhi of bliss forever. See, he was also a genius. He was intellectually gifted. Why do I say? He understood his words. He literally understood what the words that he was using meant. See, freedom, freedom. And you can start to get yourself kind of all confused and convoluted. See, as you start to deepen, what do? You just be aware that I'm working in mind and go back to your practice. See, I would go through that, and we will. You can become stressed out. You can begin to be short-tempered. See, and that's because of the way you're working. See, you're making the mind too tight. See, it has to be relaxed and focused. See, in getting into this, Dogen Zenji says, cease and desist. Cease and desist. The great Yang Wu said, relax and release. See? Cease and desist. And you are like an ocean, see, taking in 100 rivers. See, this vastness, see? Wow, see, amazing, see, amazing what is coming to us. See, without any effort on your part. He says, when you get here, there is no grasping or rejecting. See, now how many of you come in and that's what you're doing? You tell me over and over again, I'm rejecting. And usually those of us with poor self-images, we're rejecting the self. Sometimes I remind you all, particularly you who've taken Jukai or ordained. See? See? In the 10 grave precepts, what's the final precept? Don't speak ill of the three treasures. The moment you start complaining about yourself, you're violating the precepts. You're sustaining the 10 grave precepts, and you don't understand. See? What the three treasures are. See, three treasures. Don't speak ill of the three treasures. That's you. See, and all of the old masters will tell you, you cannot, and not just the old masters, modern biologists and modern quantum physicists are telling us the same thing. If you constantly run this narration, this negative narration, are you aware that you do that? Have you gotten quiet enough to listen to yourself, talk to yourself? See, that has to stop. See, well, go to your practice. See, you can use, and I gave affirmations, but how many of you still consistently use an affirmation in the serious way rather than just sort of an entertainment? Well, okay, stop, I'll be good this time. See, that, no. It's a very serious statement. See, I release all negative thoughts. I release all negative thoughts. And if you watch what happens, you've done it right there. Because that voice is the same voice. See, that's feeding you the negative. See, I'm not good enough. I understand that. See, that was for me the major obstacle and for a terrible self-image. See, Roshi tried to move me up some and I would pull twice as hard in the other direction. See, I'm no good. No, see, that means that we don't even understand or we don't even marginally believe in the Buddha Dharma. Because if you believe it, see, and at this point, we haven't proven it to ourselves, but if you believe that the Buddha and all the great teachers aren't lying to you, he's telling you that you, see, are inherently a Buddha if you wake up. And for all of the amazing gifts that come with that, compassion and caring, see, an absence of fear, generosity, see? What an amazing difference that kind of a world is to where you live today. See? Cease and desist and you're like an ocean taking in 100 rivers. When you get here, there is no grasping or rejection. In sitting meditation, the first thing to do is simply to sit straight with the body upright. See? And then tune the breathing with presence of mind. See, what is presence of mind? Where is the mind present? That's all he's saying. See, where is the present mind? See, can't you see that? You're sitting in it. You are it. And even there, I make a separation that doesn't exist. See, this can be called pure presence, naked awareness, non-distracted awareness, samadhi. How do I stay in this state? See, a pure presence. Practice. See?